and welcome to Spotlight. And this week we travel about 150 kilometers south of Prague to one of the gems of South Bohemia, the spa town of Třeboň. Třeboň lies in a protected landscape area with a beautiful countryside, vast thick forests and a dense concentration of fish ponds.
Okolo Třeboňe, okolo Třeboňe, pasou se tam koně, pasou se tam koně.
My name is Simona Kaburkova. I'm from Třeboň. Třeboň is a very beautiful town with 10,000 population. There are many places you can visit in Třeboň, but if you want to have a general idea of Třeboň, you should visit a permanent exhibition with informations about nature, spa systems, fish farming and history of Třeboň. And sightseeing tours around the town with a qualified guide can be ordered from the Information and Cultural Center. There are two spas in Třeboň. There are some wellness programs. There are massages, relax programs, and it can be weekend or 1 week, 2 weeks.
I'm standing now on the main square of Třeboň, which is surrounded by residential houses with Renaissance and Baroque gables. In 1976, the historic core of the town was declared a town monument reservation. In front of me is a large fountain, and next to it a column, the column of the Virgin Mary, which was erected here to commemorate those who died from the plague. As I already said at the beginning of the program, Třeboň lies in a protected landscape area. And one place where you'll enjoy a spectacular view of the town's countryside is up in the Old Town Hall's tower, which is right here on the square.
The origins of Třeboň go back to the mid-12th century, when a small settlement arose along one of the footpaths on the way to Austria. The Rosenberg, or Rosenberg nobility, was given the estate in 1366. 10 years later, Třeboň was awarded the rights of a town, and in 1378, Charles IV granted it the privilege of importing salt. But the town prospered most in the 16th and 17th centuries under the rule of the last Rosenbergs, the brothers Willem or William and Petr Fok. Pavel Hoffmann is the castle warden at Třeboň Chateau.
Tak nacházíme se několik málo metrů od jižní.
We are just a few meters away from the southern side of the pond named Svět. The little church that we are standing next to was erected in 1576 by William of Rosenberg. A Gothic castle used to stand in Třeboň until it burnt to the ground in 1562. Soon afterwards, William of Rosenberg, inspired by his frequent trips to Italy, had a Renaissance palace built on this spot.
Inspirací, protože krátce předtím vlastně mnoho cestoval po Itálii.
The chateau now houses a permanent exhibition and a regional archive that documents the history of the town from the 13th century until today. Its collection of documents on the history of Central Europe from 1215 to 1682 has been declared a cultural monument. The tradition of beer making, which started as early as in the 14th century, has also been preserved in Třeboň. The local regent or regent brew is made from only natural sources using traditional technology. But thanks to its numerous fish ponds, Třeboň is best known for its delicious freshwater fish. It even boasts a large sculpture on one of its roundabouts dedicated to carp.
Rosenbergové ovlivnili Třeboňsko asi vůbec tím nejpodstatnějším způsobem.
The Rosenberg nobility made a very significant contribution to the Třeboň region because it changed the entire landscape. They hired a man named Jakub Krčín of Jelčany, who entered the service of the Rosenbergs in 1561 to build thousands of ponds. The most noteworthy are the ponds Svět and Rosenberg, the largest in the country. Mr. Krčín was very talented and was put at the head of all business activities. This was a very wise decision as he brought in large amounts of money into the noble family's coffers.
Rosenbergům přiváděl do pokladny velké množství peněz.
After the death of the last member of the Rosenberg nobility, Peter of Rosenberg, in 1611, the estate was inherited by the Schwamburg family. But it was not to be in their possession for long. Their role in the uprising against the Habsburgs saw the estate confiscated. It was not until 1660, when Jan Adolf of Schwarzenberg acquired the Trebon estate, that the town regained prosperity. Much of its appearance today dates back to the late 18th century, when massive reconstruction was launched after a disastrous fire broke out during repair work on the monastery chapel. A dominant building in Trebon is the three-story Schwarzenberg tomb. It is built of bricks with stucco imitating stone blocks and impresses with its monumental staircase, chapel of white sandstone and marble, and its romantic 24-hectare park.
My name is Paul Staszek. Welcome on the sepulchre building of the family Schwarzenberg in Trebon. This building was constructed in the year 1877 from the initiation of Lady Eleonora Schwarzenberg. Why did construction was made in this year? Before, all dying members of family were deposited in the near village church, about half kilometer from here. And when the space in the underground was full, it was necessary to make this new building. Well, it was finished in the year 1877, after 4 years. As to the architecture, it is the style of the so-called neo-Gothic style, which was imported from England. We have entered the own underground, where are deposited 26 coffins.
So in front of me, this coffin in front of me, Yes. There is a body inside it now?
Yes, there is the body embalmed and put in the coffin, and there are two metal there are double metal plates, the inner from copper and the outer from zinc.
This looks like a very small coffin. Yes.
The first coffin in this row that they have put, Lady Eleonora Schwarzenberg, who born this baby. It was Prince Walter Prosper, who died after 2 days. But why he is she was this coffin is deposited here out of the row? Why? Because it was illegitimate child. When she stayed in Great Britain, she fell in love with one English nobleman, and from this love was born this child. You see here a small vessel. In this vessel is kept the heart of this baby. And this coffin is a special shape that was made in China, because the brother of Joseph Adolf, the son of the Adolf Joseph, was a diplomat who was engaged in the Asia and who died in Shanghai on the diphtheria. And there was put in the China coffin and sent by ship over ocean.
And this is where I say goodbye and thanks for joining me for this edition of Spotlight. You can find more information on Trebon on its official website www.itrebon.cz. Thank you.